thanking God for bringing us here safely and those who may be on their way still. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are and what thou has done for us. We thank you for the many blessings in our lives. We thank you for bringing us here safely. Indeed, we have seen just a glimpse of your glory, of your majesty, of your creation. And we pray as we spend over the course of the next 3 days that we will continue to marvel at your wondrous works. We pray for those who are still on their way. May you grant them safe journeys, those who may be joining us in future days as well. And for everything that will occur during these 3 days, the preaching of your word, the fellowship, even just the rest and recreation, may you see it through, may you protect us, may you give us strength and keep us well rested. So we commit this time as we start to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, our theme for this year is the sovereignty of God. Let me read for you a verse from Psalm 135, verse 5. It says, "For I know that the Lord is great and that our Lord is above all gods." It talks about God's greatness, of his power. One aspect of his sovereignty is his omnipotence. And it says in verse 6, "Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and earth and the seas and all deep places." Well, at this time, you do have the sermon notes in your booklet, and before I invite Pastor Isaac to come up, maybe I'll pray and ask that the Lord will meet with us even during the first message. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you now. We pray for open hearts, open minds as we receive your words. We pray especially for Pastor Isaac as he delivers your word for us, that we may learn marvelous things of your word. We pray for speech, for clarity of mind as well for Pastor Isaac, and may you touch his lips with the Holy Spirit that he may speak to us. So be with us, give us attentive ears, in Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Isaac.